Melanie Verwoerd's column on News 24 today caught my attention about the Freedom Front Plus opening up the lager to people who historically might have been excluded from that lager. What Melanie did was cast an eye over some of the candidate lists for the local government elections, people standing for the Freedom Front Plus, and found that particularly in some areas, the number of people who were not white and standing for the Freedom Front Plus outnumbered those who are white and standing for the Freedom Front Plus. Melanie, good afternoon. What made you look into this?
Well, hello, John. You know, politics never cease to amaze one, but especially in South Africa. I got sent a couple of election videos from the Freedom Front Plus, and I was kind of slightly boring, you know, bored one eye, same old, looking at it. And then I was starting to look and go, this doesn't look like the same old Freedom Front from Constant Fayoum's days. And you're right, you know, they clearly have decided to open the doors a little bit. I know they have currently one or two, and I apologize for the terms, but the racial narrative here, but it's obviously important. They already have one or two councillors that are not white, but now they seem to have really gone out on this election, and they've really taken the game to the DA.
Why? Well, I mean, it's a conservative organization, so. Yeah. It's moved, as you point out in your column, from protecting white Afrikaner interests to protecting the interests of largely conservative people who speak Afrikaans, independent of whatever their skin color might be.
Yes. So that's what they would argue. So, I mean, to understand this whole story, you need to go a little bit back to 2019 and before that, the 2019 election in particular, it became clear what was going on. So prior to that, the DA was quite effective at convincing Afrikaans voters, especially in the inland provinces, the more conservative Afrikaans voters, to vote for them in order to consolidate their vote against Jacob Zuma, so to consolidate opposition votes. Remember, they did that whole campaign about don't waste your vote, you know, on smaller parties, let's consolidate it. And that's what happened. But these were not voters who were naturally comfortable in the DA. And so once Cyril Ramaphosa became president, they were much more comfortable to suddenly move away back and go back then to the party that they felt were looking more particularly at their interests, like religious issues, mother tongue education, particularly in Afrikaans, land security, etc. And so they went back to the Freedom Front Plus. And you could see it was so visible, almost to the decimal point, in provinces like North West, Mpumalanga, Gauteng, and Limpopo, where what the DA lost, the Freedom Front gained again. And the Freedom Front Plus then almost doubled their support in those provinces, now from a very low base. But the point is, they doubled it. And so in the National Assembly, then the Freedom Front Plus won an additional 6 seats, where the DA lost 5 seats. So, you know, like I said, it was almost an immediately. And then they did quite well up till in the last few years in by-elections as well, when they fought with the DA. The problem for them, of course, them being the Freedom Front Plus, is that there's a ceiling how far they can grow if it's about white Afrikaans voters. So they know that if they want to keep on growing, they have to throw that net a lot wider. And so what the more enlightened guys in the Freedom Front Plus, like Courtney Mulder, would be arguing is that they are now no longer a party for white Afrikaner nationalists, like you were saying, or their ideology is not that of white Afrikaner nationalism, but it is now one of protecting minority rights as far as it goes about Afrikaans.
Sorry to interrupt, but it becomes then quite interesting to see what the impact of this might be on local government elections here in the Western Cape. The one municipality that you hone in on a bit is Groot Drakenstein, where the Freedom Front is putting forward a significant number of candidates and a significant majority of them are not white. And, you know, how's the DA going to do? That's one of the big unanswered questions about the local government elections. And people are saying they're probably not likely to lose votes to the ANC, but they're likely to lose them to the Good Party, to Al-Jamaa, to the independence parties, and now to the Freedom Front Plus as well. So it's a very, very, very difficult to read pot of mess of pottage, I mean.
Exactly. And of course, you know, you, why I think Drachenstein is such an interesting one, you know, as you know, it's a very big municipality, 65 seats, so there's 33 ward councillors, and I think only 15 of the Vrijenfront put up, out of 33, they put up only 15 into a white. So the interesting thing there is, and I know why they're focusing on that, is that that municipality has 75% Afrikaans speaking. If you count the colored and the white vote together, the percentage is 62% colored, 13% white. It seems like every single person in that municipality who are colored and white speaks Afrikaans. And, of course, that would be exactly where the Freedom Front then would like to hone into, you know, because the, that would be exactly it. And that would be a very interesting test because the DA, I mean, there's a couple of opposition in there, but it's so low. The DA won almost that whole council. So it's going to be very, that's a very interesting test case to have a look at. Whether they're going to succeed, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I always laugh at the Freedom Front class because they're one of the first guys to put up posters up in Constantia, you know, and I always think, like, do they get a single vote in Constantia, which I would think is not at all their natural territory. But, you know, they clearly feel that there is something to be gained here. And they're putting clearly a lot of effort, a lot of money, very snazzy election videos, and so on. And so clearly, you know, they feel that they can make some gains here.
Political analyst Melanie Verwoerd. You can read more of her column. Some of the numbers, which are difficult to talk about on radio, easier to take on board when you're reading it in print, as it were. News 24 is where you can read more.